This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's do your Lions boost. I feel like that lion is more intense than normal. Is that new, Shay? Or have I not heard it in a while?
Just haven't heard it in a while, I'm guessing. Okay. Oh, so the fill-in guys last week, they didn't get the Lions boost off, huh? Here, I was told I was Wally Pipped. I guess not.
No, I don't think so. We didn't have a ton of sound effects, and we got the donkey hee-haw, like, occasionally, but definitely not as much as we needed.
Yeah. You can't over hee-haw the donkey. Like, I've never listened to a show and thought, I've heard too many hee-haws. It's never enough for me.
Chelsea, I need more hee-haw.
Give me more hee-haw. Almighty. Here's your Lions boost. I don't like this at all. Kyler Murray, two or more passing touchdowns, and a Cardinals win. Now, we do like the Cardinals. I don't know if they're going to win. Maybe. I'm not sure about Kyler Murray. It was at plus 275, Chelsea. Now it's been boosted to plus 290. Are you on the Lions boost?
I don't think so, just because I'm going to stick with playing the Cardinals just on the spread. And two passing touchdowns, like, it seems doable. But when you're talking about a team that doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins anymore, and especially, you know, like, I'm not sure if they can score two touchdowns, like, entirely just against this Rams defense. I do think they probably do, but I don't know. I think some of those are going to be rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, passing touchdowns is the key there. So you think Kyler Murray, two or more touchdowns, he can do that. It's passing touchdowns. I think you hit the nail on the head there. So that is a stay away for me, and I think for you as well. Let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
All right, Chelsea, I'm feeling it. We're going to start the week off right. It's a Monday, still coming off super wild card weekend. Give me a winner.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sixers on the road here, -4.5 against a very bad Wizards team. Like, it shocks me that the Wizards were even contending in what, like, the first 8 games of the season. Yeah, that quickly went down the drain. I'm not saying that the Wizards are terrible, but they have not covered in, I think, 6 straight games. I need to double check that. The Sixers winning 8 of their last 10 games. This is a Sixers team that's coming in hot. And if you look at the last time these two faced off, the Sixers won handily, 117-96, and Joel Embiid had 36 points, 13 rebounds. So I expect another big game from Joel Embiid. I think the Sixers cover this number pretty easily. And like I said, double-checking the last time the Wizards covered. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight losses against the spread. I think that continues tonight against Philly. So let's take the Sixers -4.5.
I like that bet. I'm going to go to tonight's Monday Night Football game between the Rams and the Cardinals. And I'm going to go James Conner anytime touchdown at plus 115. I can't believe this is a plus money. This is such great value. Now, full disclosure, yes, he's banged up. He's questionable, but he has been practicing with the team. If he doesn't play, you're fine. So you're risking nothing here. But if he does play, you can be sure Arizona is going to use him. He has 15 touchdowns this season. That's tied for 2nd in the NFL among running backs. Remember, he also catches passes out of the backfield, and the total in this game is set at 49.5. We should see a lot of scoring. Connor is going to get plenty of chances, and he scored at least one touchdown, rushing or receiving, in 8 out of his last 9 games. He is one of the primary weapons for Arizona, and it's at plus money. I'm on this all day. James Conner, anytime touchdown, that's plus 115 at BetMGM. Chelsea, where's that 8 ball?
Yeah, first of all, I think I'm going to tell you on that James Conner anytime touchdown. It seems like a no-risk play, especially like if he doesn't play, it's a void. So maybe I'll throw it in a 1-game parlay and try to get some extra money. But let's ask the Magic 8-ball if he is tailing our pick. So starting with James Conner anytime touchdown, do we like it? Ask again later. Nice call. We're on live radio, 8-ball. All right, so yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you, 8-ball. I can't see that, but nice display, Chelsea.
Well, it turns. Like, that's the problem. Like, when you turn it, it changes a little triangle. So let's ask again, do we like the Sixers on the road? -4.5. 8-ball says, outlook good.
Oh, we're starting the week on a positive note. Even the 8-ball supporting us. Thank you very much. Very well done, Chelsea. You'd make me purchase that 8-ball. Great job. Let's go 2-0 tonight on our best bets. Now, if you're wondering what the donkey has to say, well, here's your BetQL 5-star best bet. For inside analysis, historical trends, and more 5-star best bets, you can download the BetQL app. And also, if you want to see the Magic 8-ball, find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BetQL. There's a 3-star play, and the donkster says, I like the Rams, -3.5 against the Cardinals. But if you want a 5-star best bet, you have to go to the props. I hate this bet. The donkey says, Cam Akers. What? There he is. It took him. He's still working it out. He's still working out this bet as we speak. So that's why I had to hee-haw. He's like, I think it's hee-haw, hee-haw. Cam Akers, his rushing total is set at 32.5. The donkster says, bet the over. It's a 5-star best bet. This is only his second game after returning from that Achilles tear. He had 3 yards last week. Now, he did go over 32.5 in 9 of 11 games last year, but this is his second game this season. He had 3 yards last week. Are you basing this on what he did last year, pre-Achilles tear? This is a 5-star best bet. Donkster, what are you doing over there? Let me hear that donkey again.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
Oh, I would hammer the under. Oh. I don't like this play at all. Are you on it?
Well, here's the thing. I had a serious thought about playing running back props for the Rams because the Cardinals, matchup-wise, are pretty bad against the run. But right. The question is, you're not sure who's getting all of the carries for the Rams because, yes, Cam Akers is back, and he was the bell cow last year. But Sony Michel has had some big games for the Rams as well. So, honestly, I would lean more towards Sony Michel as opposed to Cam Akers.
God, I hate that bet. You don't just recover immediately from a freaking Achilles tear. It takes some time. He had 3 yards last week. He is not going to get over 32.5. I'm going against the donkster again. And guess what? I'm going to be a winner. Donkey, you hear me? You hear me? Huh?
Oh,
look at this moron.
He says, dadgummit, I'm trying my best.
He says, just wait until Friday when I put on my pimping suit. I like to have fun on the weekends. You should see me.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.